Hello, and welcome to Harp Column Podcast, taking you behind the stories in Harp Column from a practical harpist's perspective. My name is Christina Finch, and I will be your guide to all things harp. Today's episode is brought to you by Harp Column Music at harpcolummusic.com, where you can download PDFs of some of the best new arrangements and compositions for solo, ensemble, and chamber harp. Barrington Music publications are now available on Harp Column Music. With the help of Beverly Barrington, we've made these out-of-print titles by Gail Barrington and Whit Dudley available as PDF downloads. Gail and Whit's arrangements, especially Whit's tried-and-true greensleeves, became harp ensemble staples, but gradually went out of print. We're so thankful to Gail's daughter Beverly for bringing them back into circulation on Harp Column Music. Episode 23 features harpist Megan Matheny, who you might remember from all the way back in episode number 3. If you haven't listened to it, I encourage you to do so. It's all about learning and teaching how to improvise on the harp. Today, we focus on another part of Megan's life, and arguably the largest part right now, her beautiful daughters, and the struggle of maintaining a musical career while being a full-time parent. The overall relevance of today's episode goes far and beyond the surface topics discussed. Megan's article in the current issue of Harp Column, entitled Balancing Act, is a practical and, I'm sure, meaningful guide to any young harpist with children, but I read it as much more than that. The tools addressed and lessons passed on through Megan can and should be applied to the life of anyone who hopes to pursue a career in music. Harp mamas and daddies out there, I implore you, go read the article if you haven't yet. To start things off, I asked Megan what inspired her to write the article, Balancing Act.
I feel like there's so many moms in the harp world that are in the same boat. And so I thought this was applicable to them. And first of all, to me, because I'm just learning and figuring out how this works, being a mom and a harpist at the same time.
So how old are your kids?
I have 3 girls. They're 5, 3, and 8 months.
How long did it take for you after you had your first daughter? How long was it until you started gigging again?
It was about 6 months for all 3 of them, actually. I tried to take 6 months of just figuring how this new person fits into our lives. It was about 6 months before my head got to be above water again.
Did you always see yourself having children?
Yes, I always wanted to have kids. And like a lot of female musicians, yeah, it's like you choose this career, so perhaps you can have this flexibility of staying at home and maybe teaching and stuff. But I don't know if it's easier or not, to be honest, to have people at your home, students, and trying to find time to practice at home. Just having all that at home, it takes a lot of creativity and patience.
As a budding gardener myself, my favorite metaphor in Megan's article, Balancing Act, goes a little like this. Remember that there's a season for everything. There are seasons of glorious practicing time and copious concerts, ones in which we dig into etudes, restore ourselves, and strengthen our hands and fingers. And inevitably, there are seasons of winter with less growth and fewer fruits. Think of pruning. A gardener will give it to you plain and simple. Plants and trees may need to be pruned in order to flourish to their maximum potential. Trimming will yield stronger, deeper roots. A cutting back of beautiful, hard-earned branches is often necessary to the growth of the plant. If you're friends with Megan on Facebook, you've certainly seen the pictures of her in both lessons and rehearsals with baby Maddie strapped to her body. Baby wearing has been practiced for centuries around the world and allows Megan to have her children take part in every aspect of her life, musical and otherwise.
You know, I really like the Montessori philosophy that the child can be a part of the parent's life, whether it be doing laundry, gardening, you know, the child can be involved. And so I was reading a lot of these books and talking to moms about baby wearing, and it seemed like my children could be a part of my life, whether it be, like I said, doing laundry or teaching music. And that's something I wanted. So I knew that I wanted to try for this to incorporate my kids however I could and not just exclude them, have my, you know, my careers in my harp room and in concerts and stuff. I wanted them to somehow be a part of it too. So it's kind of evolved into this way of including them and allowing them to be part of my life in music too.
I think that's really beautiful. I think that you're giving them an experience that so few children get.
Well, they've sat in a lot of lessons, that's for sure. They've got a really good hand position. My three-year-old has a thumbs up and fingers in. She's got that down.
Okay, so just practically speaking, what do you do if you're in the middle of a lesson and your baby starts crying or your baby needs to be fed?
Well, if baby's hungry, a convenient thing about the baby wrap is it kind of can be a drape as well. And if the baby's crying, I will usually just stand up and I'm rocking back and forth. That's why I'm usually teaching a standing, because if the baby is kind of fidgety, if I'm standing, they'll just calm right down. So I've even been found on the other side of the harp playing an accompaniment, or if we're doing a duet, I'm playing backwards because I'm standing at the column of the harp. So it's kind of good practice for concentration, you know, to keep focused on the students, and to be able to play a little accompaniment backwards is great practice for me too. So.
Did you know that Elizabeth Fontaine Binoche took 10 years away from her harp career in order to raise her two children? She then went on to have one of the most illustrious and prominent careers in our field and continues to teach and perform today at the age of 93. I'm not suggesting that this is the path to success for everyone, but I find it incredibly inspiring. In the past few years, Megan has done way more than just be a mom. She recorded a CD, went on an international tour while quite pregnant with her third child, might I add. She created a system of teaching improvisation to harpists and has maintained a pretty active gigging career. To me, she's an inspiration. I don't have any kids, and I struggle on a daily basis to find balance between my home and work life. Her story is the story of all of us, trying to find our way in this world. And one of the things I love most about Megan is her honesty about the realities of choosing to have children while pursuing a career in music.
Well, don't let me fool you. It is stressful and tiring, and I always feel like I'm underpracticed and just kind of hanging on whenever I bring the harp out of the house these days, which is what it is. I am thankful that, yeah, I am bringing the harp out of the house and doing things, so I'm grateful for that. But it's not necessarily an easy thing. And it's not like it was before, and I don't have the hours of practice time. It's just a different version of being a professional harpist.
You're listening to Harp Column Podcast number 23. You can read more harp news, feature stories, and subscribe to the print magazine at www.harpcolumn.com. One of the things Megan stresses in her article is the importance of a strong support system if you hope to make your career happen while being the kind of parent you desire to be. I asked Megan to tell me a little bit about her support system in France, thousands of miles away from her own family.
Well, I'm lucky to have my family-in-law, even though I don't have my close family with me. I have my family-in-law, and they are Latin, so, you know, they are really, they believe strongly in the grandparents and the children being together a lot, so I do have that support system from my parents-in-law. And there's also, you know, there's moms everywhere. That's the thing. It's, we're all in this together. So even if I don't have musician mother friends, there's moms all around me that I can connect with. And yeah, it's different being here, but like I said, there's moms everywhere. So there is that support system.
Finally, I asked Megan for one piece of advice for a new parent who's struggling to find balance in their life.
I would say to not be discouraged by inches. Sometimes it just feels like maybe you don't have enough practice time, or you have things that you would love to be doing for yourself, for your musical projects or students or whatever, and not to be afraid of just inching forward, even for a specific period of time, 6 months or 6 years or whatever it is. You know, just to be inching forward, that's still moving forward. And even if it's a lot less than you want, a lot less time invested, to not be discouraged by that. It'll change, and to be flexible in these inches going forward. I think in all of the mothers that I spoke with, that I interviewed, there was a theme, which was to be flexible. And I think that might be the key, is to remain flexible in each thing that you're doing, whether it be lessons. This could change week to week, and you're trying to figure out how to coordinate your schedule and rehearsals or whatever it may be. It's just to remain flexible and to give yourself grace.
Seems like pretty sound advice for anyone, whether you're a parent or not. Megan will be the first to admit that she hasn't figured it all out, just like the rest of us. She's a work in progress. That's it for our 23rd episode. Many thanks to Megan Matheny for speaking with us, sharing her wisdom and her story. If you'd like to learn more about Megan, visit her website at www.greenharp.com. Check out her recent CD, Les Audides, available on Amazon and in the iTunes store. For pictures of Megan wearing baby Maddie, check out the accompanying blog to this podcast at www.harpcolumn.com. Music for today's episode comes from the new CD by Hattrick, featuring harpist Christy Shade, flutist April Clayton, and violist David Wallace, reviewed in the current issue of Harp Column by Allison Young. To learn more about Harp Column, please visit www.harpcolumn.com. and subscribe today to gain access to current and past issues, as well as a lot of great web content. My name is Dr. Christina Finch, and we at Harp Column hope that you have a spectacular week.